tidings. Rise and praise God. Kingdom of God has come on earth.
This is Our God Reigneth broadcast with Priest King Olutomole Universe, the Another Comforter, preaching the gospel of the descended throne of the kingdom of heaven on earth and inviting all nations and people to abide therein for their safety from the wrath and vengeance of God now upon the whole earth. While should you perish, God bless you for what you do.
I welcome every one. Today's a great and important program today. It borders on who is Jesus? Who is Jesus? Because not all people calling Jesus or profess to be followers of Jesus knew who Jesus is. But as the Another Comforter sent by Jesus, I stand here to make my Lord and my King, Jesus Christ, known to all men and people this present age. It is written in the book of Matthew 11:27. Say, all things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man know the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. I am the Another Comforter. I am the one sent to reveal Christ Jesus. Because none, as I speak, none of the believing Jews, none of the believing Christians ever knew Jesus Christ of Nazareth. All right? I'm here to reveal the crucified Jesus and the resurrected Christ afresh. Afresh. Who was Jesus? You all know him to be the Son of God. But what was his mission? I want you to sit quietly and listen attentively while I dish out the whole truth you need to know about Jesus. You have already said, by those that were before you, saying Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, the same today, the same forever. What is implied by this? That's according to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. It says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Jesus Christ yesterday. What is implied by this? According to Hebrews 13, 8. Yes. This means, firstly, that God will be using Jesus Christ unto God's glory in every age, in every dispensation, forever and forever. Amen. Unto him God has committed all things into his hands. That's why the Bible says Jesus is the same yesterday. When you turn your Bible to Romans chapter 11, verse 36.
Romans 11, verse 36. For of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen.
You see? For of him and through him and to him, there's no other person. There is no other person. You must know what you are saying when you are calling Jesus, Jesus, Jesus Christ, Another passage that will help us in this matter is taken from Ephesians chapter 3, verse 21. Say, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages. World without end. See, the glory belongs to God through Jesus Christ. You give glory to God, invisible God, through Jesus Christ, who he sent to the world, who died for the world. Well, I'm here to tell you the whole truth about this Bible passage. Jesus is the same yesterday, what is implied by this. Jesus is the same yesterday means in past generations, Jesus was a servant Messiah. Say that.
Jesus was a servant Messiah.
He was a servant Messiah. In the context that he was going about doing good, healing those that were oppressed by the devil. He was going about doing good. He was feeding the people in their hundreds of thousands. In one sitting, Jesus Christ was binding the brokenhearted. That's Jesus yesterday. Not now. Just yesterday meant on the first two. When Christ was physically present here on earth. Now, it got to a time when the disciples of John the Baptist, who has been in prison and was languishing in prison, had to send a message to Jesus Christ saying, are you the one which was to come? Or shall we expect another? Right. Just answered. That is, I'm talking about the credentials. I'm talking about the servanthood of Jesus Christ. He came to serve. He didn't come to rule. He came to serve. Now, Matthew 11, verses 4 and 5.
Matthew 11, 4, verse and
Jesus
5.
Jesus answered and said unto them, go and show John again those things which you do hear and see. Go and see what I'm doing. Because John, the person, was in prison yet. He had expected Jesus Christ to come and open the doors of the prison and bring him out. But that was not forthcoming. So he started to doubt, is it the same Jesus that I baptized in water of Jordan? Go and ask him. Let's listen to what Christ says to the messengers of John the Baptist. Verse 5. Christ says, go, show John again those things which you do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised. And the poor have the gospel preached to them. See, that is Christ Jesus yesterday. Again, we move to another aspect of the same Jesus yesterday. The same Jesus yesterday further illustrates and points to Jesus as a suffering Messiah. Say suffering Messiah.
Suffering Messiah.
I'm talking about Jesus yesterday. Jesus yesterday, by this it depicts Jesus as a suffering Messiah who had to be rejected, who had to be killed and murdered. That's Jesus yesterday, the same yesterday. He was a suffering Messiah. He came to serve and to suffer. As you can see, he was rejected. We want to refer to his rejection first. Turn your Bible to John chapter 19, verse 15.
John 19, verse 15. But they cried out, away with him! Away with him! Crucify him! Pilate said unto them, Shall I crucify your king? The chief priest answered, we have no king but Caesar.
This is the rejection of Jesus Christ. I'm talking to you about Jesus the same yesterday. He was rejected. He was the rejected king of the Jews. He was the rejected Messiah of the Jews. He was the rejected savior of the Jews from the sin. He was rejected. Crucify him. We have no, he's not a king. It's very woeful. I say it is woeful.
Yes.
Now conceal his suffering now. Isaiah 53. Verses 4, 5, 6, 7. Come on.
Isaiah 53, verse 4.
I want you to listen to his suffering.
Surely he hath borne our griefs,
yes,
and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken.
Christ came to carry our sorrows. He was wounded. Yes.
Smitten of God and afflicted.
He was afflicted.
Verse 5.
Smitten.
But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him.
Okay.
And with his stripes we are healed.
I want you to see the documentary, the video documentary of his suffering. And you will agree with me that Jesus says the same yesterday, refers to Jesus, the suffering Messiah. You can see him beating. You can see the wicked people of the earth smiting Jesus, punishing him for no reason. He came to fulfill all these prophecies about him that, well, he will be wounded, he'll be bruised. Now he'll be rejected. That is Jesus the same yesterday as the suffering Messiah. You can see Jesus being smitten.
Now that he will come.
Treated just like a criminal. You can see. So I'm talking about who Jesus the same was. He was a suffering Messiah. And that is how he ended. Now, I move together. It says, Jesus the same yesterday, the same today, and the same forever. Now, what about Jesus today? The same yesterday, the same today. I want to dilate on this. Jesus the same today. Jesus the same today. This simply means the same Jesus will be a reigning Messiah, sitting upon the throne of glory. That's the meaning of what is the role, the status of Jesus today. Today means this our generation. Today refers to this third millennium, which has just commenced. Now, reigning, now Jesus is reigning in the established kingdom of his Father upon the earth. This is confirmed in the scriptures. Matthew 19:28. I want you to read.
Matthew 19:28. And Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory.
In the generation, what does it mean? That is, in this new age. Because Christ has ascended now, it's no longer on earth. Jesus says today, the same yesterday, refers to his activity, his public mission, when he was on earth. But now he has ascended, then he said, in the regeneration, the time of the new age. That's what it implies. He said, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory. I'm talking to you about Jesus today, means the reigning Messiah, no more a suffering Messiah. He's no longer hanging on the cross. He has been exalted to the position of a king, and God has given him a throne. It says, in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, you shall sit up. Now, yes, you see, that is Jesus must become a king. He must reign in the descended throne of the glory of his father. Okay. Presently, I want you to know that Christ is no longer on the wood of the cross suffering. I take you to Revelation 3:21. To him that overcometh, will I grant to sit with me in my throne. Christ is now seated upon his throne. And this explains to you about Christ Jesus. The same today, you can find him on the cross. No. You can't find him in the tomb. Yes. He's now exalted to the level and status of a king that has a throne. He says, even as I also overcome, and I'm sat down with my father in his throne. That's Revelation 2. He's sitting with his father. He's not alone. You see, the mystery about Christ is that the Father and Christ are one. Yes. You can't talk about Jesus without talking about the Father.
Yes.
You can't talk about the Father without talking about Jesus. They're one. I said they're one.
Yes.
It says, as he has overcome, and he's seated with his Father in his throne. So when we talk about our God reigns, our God reigns, we're talking about God and Jesus Christ are reigning.
Yes.
And he had descended the throne of his kingdom upon the earth. Our God reigns. I want you to hear the testimony of Jesus saying, 1 Corinthians 15:25, he said, for Jesus must reign. Say that now.
Jesus must reign.
Did he have put all his enemies under his feet? They are testifying that Jesus must first reign.
Yes.
There's need for you to know this truth and come to his reign.
Yes.
And the joy of the blessing, the comfort, the salvation packaging in God's reign. You see, Jesus is seated upon the throne of his Father in heaven, reigning. And another comforter is reigning under Jesus on earth.
Yes. Our God reigneth.
Yes.
See, but Jesus must first reign until all his enemies have been put on his feet. No more on the cross, but now on his throne.
Yeah.
You see? The question now is, who are these enemies? Said until he put all his enemies under his feet. These are the this refers to the Jews. The first enemies of Christ Jesus are the Jews, who rejected him and crucified him. Right? The second enemies of Christ, who Jesus Christ will bring under his footstool, that is, who Jesus Christ will punish severely. The second referred to the Gentile Christians, who have thrown under feet and thrown to the air all his doctrinal truth, which he came to divulge to the world. Right. So I want to give you proof that Christ is risen now. The full circle rainbow. I want you to see the full circle rainbow. This means the full circle rainbow is the authentic proof of God's throne in Christ. The Father and Jesus, they are one. You can see the brilliant, radiant light in the midst of that full circle rainbow. It symbolizes Jesus seated on the throne, reigning, and ruling over the universe. Our God reigns. I want you to see, watch this video carefully. This is the full rainbow is the glory of God that encircles the throne of Christ, of God. The light, the radiant light in the middle, which you are seeing, symbolizes Jesus reigning. That's what we are propagating. That's what we are preaching around the world. And this is what we are inviting every elect, every true follower of Jesus to come to God's reign now. And this is what the church has been commanded to be waiting for in the Lord's Prayer. to prepare people for the coming of the reign of Christ on earth. It has started. The 1,000 years reign on Christ of Christ on earth has started.
Yes.
This is what the full circle rainbow symbolizes. Well, I want to encourage you. I am King Olutomole, the under comforter sent to reveal Christ in his fullness, who Jesus is. He is the reigning king and is the coming judge.
Yes.
He says, and he shall reign forever, forever. No, forever. That is, Christ, the same who is reigning, will be the coming judge. He's going to judge the whole earth. He's going to judge the quick and the dead.
Yes.
He's going to judge all that has blasphemed his name.
Yes.
All those that have rejected him.
Yes.
All those that crucified him. Many are still crucifying Jesus as a spirit. So Jesus, the Bible says, for he hath committed, that is, the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment on the Son. John 5:22. About the judgment of Christ. Christ says, but those my enemies which will not have that I should reign over them, bring hither and slay them before me. Luke 19:27. We'll stop here. I pray with you that the power of restoration come upon you.
Amen. In Jesus' name.
Your faith be restored unto the reign of Christ as I speak.
Amen. In Jesus' name.
Only those that obey the call of Jesus, says, seek ye first the kingdom, shall escape the tragedy.
Yes.
And they are still going on at this time.
Friends, you've been listening to the message of another comforter, Priest King Olutomole Universe, preaching and inviting all the beloved of the Lord into the descended throne of Kingdom of God now on earth. For as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be at this end time. Luke 17:26. Therefore, believe and be saved today, you and your household. For your salvation, God bless you.
Dear viewers, we value your feedback. We therefore encourage you to feel free to send your puzzling questions to us for proper enlightenment.
You can visit us on our website at www.kaimholythrone.com and also on our email info@kaimholythrone.com. Our WhatsApp number is 0806-648-7203.
Jesus reigns, let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of people be glad thereof. That Jesus Christ reigneth through Olutomole to deliver those who are faithful.
Jesus
reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of people be glad thereof. That Jesus Christ reigneth through Olutomole to deliver those who are faithful.